A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
The opposite dynamic there. Like, we're just like, hey, we're going comfy. We're going to go for a robe. And you're like, I'm prepared to fucking defend America if it comes to it, okay, goddammit? I'm going to put this country on my fucking shoulders. That a polar bear is actually not a bear. They consider it an aquatic mammal now because they swim up to 300 miles a day.
Wow. Whoa. That's some Michael Phelps shit. Fluff. That chicken is pissed about this life at sea.
You can hear it or not.
My last weekend that I went camping, I took 4 cases of 40-ounce beers.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Cream pie. There it is. There it is. I found that on Riverside, even though it's counting down, it like starts recording. And the other day when you were like, Gooch, or something like that. And it, so I left it in the show where it says, Gooch. And then I'm like, welcome back, everybody. I'm like, you know what? That's fun. So Riverside, well played. You do a 5 second countdown and we try to make each other laugh, but you're recording the whole time. And one thing that I found out through Burley for the Rage and Pillage podcast, free shout out, you're welcome. He switched to Riverside because of the post-production stuff and a couple of other things. And StreamYard is also going app only, where a lot of, you know, people that are doing this are like, I don't want to download an app. No, none of my guests and viewers are going to want to see the app. He had a bunch of issues where his didn't record, and he doesn't even know if he maybe even pressed record after he did the test. And he's like, I bet you these guys have some kind of recording, even if you don't record. And he's trying to tell me that even if you don't record, they still see it and can recover it. So they might see some stuff from us backstage, Riverside, that they have, which I don't care. But hopefully it worked out for them. Their chat support, Riverside, and I'm not just saying it, is awesome. Like, I love their chat support. They're very responsive and some pretty cool people. And speaking of cool people, not only the dudes joining me are cool. You've been whacking off. Who's rocking a robe for anybody that's listening? You're missing out. And I didn't want him to robe it up alone, so I'm also rocking a nice robe. And Brandon J. McDermott.
Cut off shirt.
Ooh.
Oh.
Guns out, guns out.
The opposite dynamic there. Like, we're just like, hey, we're going comfy. We're going to go for a robe. And you're like, I'm prepared to fucking defend America if it comes to it. Okay, goddammit. I'm going to put this country on my fucking shoulders.
I will defend America by eating all the sleeves of Oreos I can find.
Ooh,
there's no well sleeve safe in this.
I didn't
this
mean for that to be funny, but that's
that's what I'm saying. That's good.
That's so good. And you're rocking the Bears hat. Which Bears are we at? Brown Bears.
Brown.
Okay, I didn't know because there's a college.
Or I don't like those you know Arctic Bears. I'm a Brown Bear.
What about polar bears? They're going away.
Yeah.
I actually
saw something the other day where all these people are like, oh, let's save the polar bears. And they more or less said, like, well, if a polar bear comes at you and your family and you see them out in the wild, are you still going to try to save them, run for them, or kill them? Because you are going to be dead. You think they're going to be really cute and cuddly? when they come at you like that? No, no.
I mean, you probably know this more than we do, Matt, but the crazy difference in size between a black bear, and Blur can talk to this because he lives in the mountains of Virginia, a black, and he gets them into, like, he lives in a neighborhood or a wooded area where they come and they break open his trash.
Yeah.
Like, but black, the size between a black bear, a brown bear, grizzly bear, and a polar bear is just ungodly. Like, the, if you ever see a chart of it.
Yep, it is too. We, where we are, we do have some bears, but not a lot here. A little ways away in the Adirondack Mountains, they have some bears. And there was actually a kid in the that goes to the school where my wife works at and teaches that actually shot a really big bear. And the kid's like 13, 14 years old. And, I mean, this thing is huge. And I'm like, the balls to be able to, like, for me, I'm not a hunter. But if I was sitting there, I don't know how, I would be so goddamn nervous. I'm seeing a bear, knowing that if I happen to miss this bear, I'm probably in a little bit of trouble here.
Oh, absolutely.
And for the one community, we are not talking about those bears. We are not hunting those bears for that community. So
we like those black bears.
We got some. Oh, we got some greenbelly.co pages. Oh, here's the difference. Brandon over here.
Towards the middle of the page, you can see the, with a human, so you can kind of, like a black bear, you could probably chase one off and punch it. If you scroll down a little bit.
Oh, holy cow. Yeah.
But you're talking about a grizzly bear that's 8 foot tall? Nah. Or a polar bear? Nah, fam. That their punch will take your head off.
So, I mean, I was seeing a TikTok to where they said that a polar bear is actually not a bear. They consider it an aquatic mammal now because they swim up to 300 miles a day.
Wow. That's some Michael Phelps shit.
Do you think that he does the warm up, the whole like shoulders going inward thing?
Yeah, what's he do? Did you know that his pump up song, did you ever know what his pump up song was before he won like 8,000 gold medals?
Barbie Girl.
Lil Wayne, I'm Me. He said that song makes him want, well, I guess it wouldn't run through a wall, but swim through a wall. Yeah. So if you haven't listened to that one, go listen to Lil Wayne, I'm Me, and you're going to want to swim from here to Australia. But don't stay in Australia because there's a lot more scarier things than bears over there. I watched a video recently of a kangaroo beating the crap out of a person.
Whew. Yeah. Those dudes are, the kangaroos are nothing but muscle, man. It's crazy. I mean, up top too, not just their legs, but.
Man, can you eat a kangaroo?
I do not know.
Taco Bell meat. Wasn't that kangaroo meat for a while?
Probably was.
Or was that horse meat? I can't remember. But it's, would it be swim through a boat? Is that like the equivalent of running through a wall? Like, I'm going to swim through a sub.
How about I'm going to swim through a barge?
There you go.
That's bigger than a boat, right? Like I'm going to swim through a you don't want to say cruise ship because then you're the intent to harm, destination people that probably eat pizza that's worse than potential Domino's and get diarrhea and potentially puke.
It's true.
I've never been on an iceberg, but
like saying I'm stronger than the Titanic.
Cruises are for bitches.
Swim through an iceberg. It's not too soon. I mean, it's not too soon. If anybody's upset with that,
I never understood the whole "let's go on a cruise" thing for a vacation. It's like the poor people way of doing things,
and it's a lot of money. Did you hear recently that there was some kind of cruise ship that offered that you could be on a cruise for like 3 years, and some people were selling their houses to get on to this so they could essentially live on sea for like 3 years or something like I want to say it was like 3 years. And then the cruise line, I guess, was like we had to pull the plug on this idea. So these people that sold their houses and they planned on just living on the ocean in this cruise ship for years. They're going to get their money back, but they don't have a house or a place to live.
No. Could you imagine like the worst part about, well, there's lots of worse things about cruise ships. No privacy, small places to stay. If you're an alcoholic, it might be nice. But you're standing in line to eat at a buffet every day. You're the dysentery, the chances of being sick, close quarters. I mean, no, it's fucking awful.
Here's the story from NPR. It was, it's called "This 3-Year Cruise Around the World Called Off, Leaving Passengers in..." Let me pull this up here real quick. So, and shout out to not only the Deluxe Edition Network, before I forget, Podcast of the Month, for the month of December, Deluxe Edition Podcast with Ray and Casey. Check that out. They've interviewed some really big people and the Steve and Crypto Show. And shout out to the two people we have in our audience that we're actually going to have in our studio. We're going to ask them some questions. Maybe they're going to ask advice, and maybe they know a little bit about these bears and these cruise ships and all this stuff. And while we're doing this, we're also live on TikTok, and people are going to come over from there, join us and call in. It's going to be fun. Back to this 3-year cruise ship, and apparently they were promised the world, but cruise company Life at Sea recently told customers who bought passage on a 3-year voyage that rather than visiting 140 countries, their trip was called off. That chicken is pissed about this, Life at Sea.
You can hear it or not.
That's always... not a soundboard. That was perfect.
He's like right outside the fucking door right here.
Eat more cow. That's awesome. But yeah, apparently this is just 1,095 days of travel. They were going to be instable to Europe, South America, the Caribbean. They'd go to the Panama Canal, U.S., West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska, and then all that stuff. And apparently they just pulled the plug. $73,499 per guest. And it sold out in 3 hours. Whew. Interesting. Could you imagine just having $74,000 to be like, yeah, just...
Nah.
Oh, wait, no, here we go. Oh, that was... Holy shit. I don't know what that number was. The cheapest package started at $196,000 for a single traveler, $231,000 for couples.
That's a steal for 3 years. But of course, these people got fucked out of it, probably.
Yeah. Wow. $200,000 divided by 3 years. That's 66,666,666,666.7 thousand dollars a year.
So let's 196.
That is unreal. Imagine getting that refund back and then losing out on probably the taxes and shit again, too. I wonder how much they lost from putting the deposit down and paying it on one processing and then this and then from the bank. And looks fun. Okay. I don't think it, so if they were saying, hey, Brandon, hey, Euban, we're going to give you a Life at Sea cruise, 3 years for the ultimate world cruise for free. Would you do it?
No.
Not a chance in hell I'm doing it either.
That's actually not a steal. I take it back. That's basically average for what it would cost per day on a cruise anyway, about $178 a day, which is nuts. Food included, I get it.
Don't worry, some cabins could host cats. There you go, Brandon. Euban, you could bring the cats if you would potentially some of them. Travelers were also promised high-speed internet, free dining, free alcohol, free laundry service, and an enrichment and several enrichment seminars.
How could that go bad? Free alcohol? You know there was probably a limit. Like you probably got 6 drinks a day or something like that.
I bet you it's full open. Most cruises, you can just drink and eat as much as you want from what I've been told.
But think about it, though. 3 years... Somebody is going to be drinking as much as they can. Like that is not going to be good at all. There's going to be violence. It's going to be awful.
I'm going to end
How
up
many
being
babies
twice the
you
size
think
tonight.
Would be? Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Euban.
I was going to say I'm going to eat myself to death. Like that's if it's all you can eat. You know the drinking. I probably have a couple of drinks. God damn it. This fucking thing. Okay. After this, I'm gonna briefly step away for 2 minutes and kick this fucker away from this general location. So sorry, Sarah McLachlan. Please, if you're watching this show, don't attack us. But the food, I don't know, breakfast. I'm a whore for some bacon. So I would indulge on breakfast probably 2 times a day. If they would allow me.
Yeah, for the amount of money, though, that you're spending for the cruise. I mean, and that's kind of another thing. There's 2 points for this. Yeah, Euban's going to go kick a chicken, allegedly. I'm curious how many kids are going to be conceived during this world cruise? Could you imagine?
Illegitimately. I mean, you slept with a lady in 212? Like, you know, it's not going to be a good thing.
And you're out there for 3 years. So, I mean, if you have a baby within the first 9 months, then this baby, like, are they going to have all the supplies for a baby on the boat? Did they had to think about this. I mean, yeah. Maybe they didn't. They canceled the whole thing. And, you know, I was thinking that. But the beauty of going on a cruise and vacation, it's kind of that 1 week where you can just kind of let loose, let go, drink a little more than you should, eat a little more than you should. But if you're able to do that for 3 years, I wonder if, like, you kind of are like, all right, well, I'm over this. Now I'm going to eat healthier while I'm on here. Or if you're just going to indulge. They should do – you have to weigh in before and after the 3 years. And I bet you it's got to be some twisted TV show. There's probably cameras everywhere that you signed, and it's gonna end up being a reality show of, we took 300 random people and put them on a cruise ship for 3 years. And then, if not, that's a plot for a TV show. We should do it.
Yeah. I assumed Euban was going to show back with chicken in hand.
I have to constantly mute my mic because I'm a husky boy and I am breathing very heavily right now.
Yep.
There was about six of them just huddled around where my little heater is over here, just chilling and screaming through the vents is essentially what they were doing. So I ran.
Do they not know that's how we eat them? We actually heat them to eat them?
One of them, I hate to say this, but he was a little violent, and he liked to attack the missus whenever she would step outside the door. So she had one of her her orders, and she dropped one of them because this chicken was trying to attack her. So she kicked it, and coincidentally, the next day, that chicken was dead in the coop. So I don't know if it was the kick. So I have this seasoning that is called it's called the Kickin' Chicken Seasoning. It's like a hot little seasoning or whatever. So I kept asking her for the next 2 or 3 days. I was like, hey, you want to use some of this? And she's like, it's not funny. Stop. And I'm like, you killed that chicken. You killed it. Feel free to arrest her at any time. She looks good in handcuffs.
Ooh. We're sorry, Peter.
Speaking of that, he's talking about the wife is good in handcuffs, not the chicken, I would imagine. No judgment. That's some Alabama stuff. Roll Tide, baby. Last week, speaking of handcuffs, we actually came up with a new segment that we're going to potentially roll out again today for Brandon J. It's a mugshot smash or pass. There's a whole Instagram account of mug shotties, and we're going to show some more of those today. And that ended up being a pretty good time. So if anybody in the chat, in the audience, does want to request to come on to ask a question, ask for some advice, say hey or whatever, feel free to go ahead and request that now, and we'll start to potentially roll some in. Again, this is on Riverside. It's kind of a new thing. I know there's three people in the audience, three of us here. I believe there is an option where you just simply say request to join, just kind of give a brief description of what you're going to talk about, and we should get notified. That's not the case, let us know. We can send a different link to bring you on. And if you happen to be watching or listening, you can do this anytime. We usually record between 10:15, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to about 11:30 or so. We do about an hour. Just going to bring some people in, talk, ask advice, anything. Just kind of see where it goes. So, again, feel free to try to request that. We're working through this. It is a newer thing, but it has potential to be lots of fun. And I know one of the people backstage is El Producer, potentially Zachariah. So make sure. That's the word on the street. So again, if there's any issues with that, at least we have Zach backstage that is pretty good with the technology and is going to be able to not only help myself, but help some other people. I know Lloyd's back there as well, making some chicken jokes on Euban. So again, feel free. I think there is a button that says request to join. If that's not the case, let me know, Zach, and we can post a different link in the chat. And while you guys are doing that, we come up with some stuff. Even some other people are like, can I do mug shotties? So maybe this
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So apparently he's not seeing the button. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a different link in here. When I did test it earlier, again, this is on Riverside, I was able to scroll down on the app. There was a big purple or blue button, and it just said request to join or join live call or something like that. But I did do it from the computer as well once, so maybe the app itself is a little different. So I'll send a link into here that the people in the audience should be able to see. That should be able to bring you on as a guest. The one thing we do is when we do say goodbye or we kind of hint like, all right, that was them, just press the little button to leave, please, and you can rejoin in the audience if you would like to be able to watch us record
politely. Get the fuck out.
That's what we're hinting at. Yeah. No one, it's time to go. But again, there's the link as the guest, so that should be able to help you guys as well. And anybody just listening, sorry, we're evolving as a show, and I don't know. We've all talked about us dudes here that it would be pretty fun to take some callers. I think it would be good. So there's a couple topics that I wanted to get into, but I don't really want to jump into something if somebody requests. You know what I mean? So I guess what have you guys been up to? Anything exciting? I know you've been feeling like crap. Brandon and the family, you guys were sick last week. That's why he wasn't here. Glad you guys are feeling better.
Yeah, we had COVID, dude. It was awful. It was not fun. I got it first because, of course, I meet a lot of people in public.
Yep.
Wife is a stay-at-home mom. Kids don't go to daycare. So it was me that brought it into the house. And then Lindsay got it, my wife. And then after that, my two kids got it. And I was like, there was one night where I could hear, because we have the audio into the other room so we can hear the baby. I could hear my oldest daughter, about 3 years old, like, like in her sleep, like breathing, like really awful. And I was like, yeah. So we went and woke her up and brought her into our bed. And so there was just a couple nights where I was like really worried about it. Nothing happened. Didn't have to go to the hospital or nothing like that. I think this like version of COVID is really, it's not as nowhere near as crazy as the first one that shut down the world. But no. It is really terrible with, like, I had the worst head, like, pressure cold headache I've ever had. Like, it was so bad at night, I had to put an ice pack on the back of my brainstem because I had such a bad headache back there. Like,
really?
Ibuprofen and Tylenol weren't working. I had to put an ice pack on my head to, like, kind of, like,
damn,
allow me to sleep. Anyway, not to get too much into the woods. Yeah. We're better now.
That's good, man. Glad to hear that. If you want to talk about what you got going on, or if you don't, like I said, that's
I'm feeling better than I was. I was a little nervous, just exhausted because my toddler didn't go to sleep. But I did have some unfortunate news with I don't know if I shared it with you guys too, that occasionally I have to especially back in the day, I had to get injections into my eye with it was like this chemotherapy medicine to, because I have this illness that I had a lung infection that migrated to my eye about a decade ago, apparently. And I was unaware of it. And apparently when this happens, nobody is aware of it until these symptoms of their eye and their vision start deteriorating, essentially. So they're like, hey, nothing you can really do to fix it, except for there's this non-FDA approved medicine and you have to sign this waiver. And then they're like, it's medicine for your eye. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, like I signed it away. And they get a Q-tip and they rub some of this like gel thing or whatever. And they pry your eye open and they're rubbing this Q-tip directly on my eye. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is painful. But I was like, okay. And they're like, how you feeling? I was like, you know, all the moisture is out of my eye. I was like, yeah, you know, that medicine's probably going to work. And they're like, oh, honey, that wasn't the medicine. That was the numbing solution. And I was like, for what? And I see this big needle and they're like, We're going to inject your eye. And I was like, the fuck you are? What the fuck? No. Oh. And they're like.
And you have to like sit still so your eye doesn't fuck the needle up or anything?
Yeah. So that's what they tell you. So they tell you to look to the side. And all you see in your peripheral is this needle. And you're like, hey. They're like, don't look at it. Don't look at it. And you're like, bro, there's a needle at my fucking eye. Like, I'm going to eventually try to look at it. But and everyone's like, how does it feel when it goes in there? The sound is like a needle hitting a grape, is what I would assume. You hear a little, like a, just a little.
Oh, gross.
And I can feel it. And so I they had the unfortunate news to find out that I have to continue with those treatments. And I am a quivering pussy when it comes to needles, especially when it comes to the eye. So
how often?
So it's once every 2 months because I have to get the shot.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Cool thing is, though, is I had it before and it seems like I have to do 3 shots and then they go, hey, it looks like it's about as good as it's going to get. We'll see in about a year type of thing. So I'm hoping it's just a 3-round dosage thing again, but that's still 3 too many. I'm not excited about it. So I'm hoping they come out with a pill form solution eventually where there's not a direct needle. I will sign whatever waiver they need for the pill. I would even take a suppository at this point. Get these fucking needles out of my eye. No fit.
I've already greased my hand up, sir. I'll do it myself.
Shit. And I was like, oh, it's a 3-finger solution here. Let's do it. these fingers are thick. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, it's thick. All right. So it looks like 2 of the 3 potentially have maybe figured it out. Maybe all 3. We have the Blur, who's been on this before he gets it. We're going to save him second because we have somebody that's new named Lloyd the Great. We're going to bring in Lloyd the Great, everybody. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
I hear he's African.
Okay. Let's do this. Ready, go. That didn't work so well. Let's try it again. Ready, go. I'm pressing let in. Nothing's happening. Let's try this one.
Hey.
It's Blur. Blur's live from the remote studio in an undisclosed location. What's up, dude?
Tip your camera up a little bit. We can only see you can only see your mouth.
Because right now you look like ZZ Bottom.
There you go.
Hey, there it is.
Hold on a second. It's a stand, I think. It's a piece of shit.
God damn it.
That stupid there stand. I'll never stand for this. So, rocking not only the nice beard, but also rocking that Superman hat. It's probably a little bit chillier.
Thought that was S for Spider-Man.
Oh, no, man, it is not.
He's a big Superman fan. I'm not giving him shit.
Good. rightfully so. And like I said, anybody else is in the studio, we thank you as well. I don't know what happened. I saw Lloyd back there as well. I was pressing the button, didn't work, instantly pressed yours, and it brought you in. So welcome back. Appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day. So I guess I'm curious. You got anything for us? You need any advice? Terrible advice? Good advice? Bad advice? You have any cool stories that have happened since we kind of talked about the inside information of there?
Brandon, was you going to say something?
I got something for you. So tell us about those bears. So you guys get bears up there, and tell us which kind of bears you get and what it's like living with them.
It's actually what I was going to talk about because I heard you all talking about it.
And I don't mean your wife.
Well, that was one. No, I'm kidding. Oh, they're rough here sometimes. We get some big ones, big old black bears.
Damn.
They're a terror. They walk through town and everything here sometimes.
So is there like you worried about your kids being outside? Like, I mean, is that something you have to like actually worry about, or what are they dangerous? Like what do they do?
Well, they're pretty docile around here. You can scare them out of the yards and stuff like that. If they come out, you can yell, "Get out of here," or something, or clap your hands and they'll run off. But I've only heard a few growl. It's crazy listening to them off in the distance when they're fighting shit, you know, but, they like to get in the garbage cans around here. So you have to chain your cans up.
So it's not like raccoons here where, you know, if you leave them open, they'll get into it. Like they'll actually like break it open. And.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that I had sent a picture, I think, to you that one day, wasn't it? It was one that flipped my trash can completely upside down.
Man,
and there we are outside trying to pick up the trash that's like strewn about the street.
Oh, yeah. They scatter it everywhere. I've had trash bags all the way in the backyard before. I had to go get them. So,
that's why I never want a stray dog again.
Yeah, right. We'll be having a conversation. We'll be hanging out in Discord or, you know, playing video games and stuff, and it'll be nighttime, and all of a sudden he says, "Hold on a second. I just heard something there behind the house." And he'll walk over behind his house, and, like, he's got lights that are on, and he's like, "I think it was a bear." And I'm like, "You know, go back inside. What do you mean you think it was a bear?" You know, like, this is how horror movies end.
It is true. A buddy of mine, he has bees for the longest time, and not a lot of bears where we are from, but there ended up being a bear that traveled from wherever, found out where his bees were, and trashed them. And then we ended up having to put up like electric fences. We put up trail cams, all sorts of stuff. And thankfully it worked, I guess. But the bees, I guess, never really recovered from that.
Dang.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, they're going extinct, I guess. He's out here doing his part in the bears. But, let's just love their bears. You know, they're out here trying to make the bees go extinct. Maybe they're the problem. Eat more bears.
Bear is always a bitch, you know?
It's true. it's true. Any advice for anybody, I guess, Blur, anybody in the world that has bear problems? Like, you know, if you got 99 problems and a bear is one, what would you do to get them so you have no problems at all, 100% no problems?
Well, to keep them away there at one point, we put mason jars and poked holes in the tops of the lids and stuff and
filled
put toilet paper in them. Well, it was ammonia. And it kept them away from the actual house there for the longest time until, I guess, rain got a hold of it. And then the idiot that mows our lawn busted a few while he was weed eating. So,
do you think you could add like a little bit extra to the guy that mows the lawn and have him be bear patrol at night? Like bear security?
Well, I don't pay him. It's the landlord that does.
Just some guy that shows up and does it every few days or so.
Okay, well, I wonder how much. Oh, I guess Blur's gone.
That's all right.
Okay, and there's a screen for Lloyd, but there's nothing going on. I don't know what's going on with that one. But we do have another one that we'll bring in. It goes by the name Producer Zach. This is going to be the craziest show in the world. Okay, let's try the thing. Producer Zach, everybody. I see the pee. It's where we went for pee.
I see the pee.
There it is. Hey. Look at his hair. Have you guys seen this hair yet?
He put on a robe.
Oh, he's got a robe too.
This is going to be a thing. This needs to be a thing.
Did you have the robe on before, or did you see the robe and go and put the robe on?
No, you guys were all like, I got robes. Like, I got my robe right across the room. I'm going to go put my robe on.
Fucking trendsetters over here. Look at us.
Why does it look like you're at like an old country buffet in the booth?
That's actually where I like to eat my favorite meal.
Oh, nice. Oh, I see. I was
Red Lobster.
It's nice wood, but I
fucking right.
Red Robin.
And your bed, and your the wood behind you is nice too.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they both have apparently nuts. Zach. If you want to tell him why you shaved your head. That was a story that made me laugh.
So it's nice because it ties into the advice that I need to ask from you guys too. So, this time of year I am a wrestling coach, and a lot of physical contact in that sport. And earlier this week, my phone blows up from a couple of my athletes saying that so and so on the team has head lice. And so I've got a wife with thick, long hair, and I've got two daughters with nice, long hair. And I'm like, well, that's not going to be the reason why we're all bald for Christmas. So I'm like, fuck it. Went home, bang, shaved it right off, put a big, put like a really heavy duty, like tea tree oil, organic, like beard treatment in. And as I just get done razor shaving my head, one of my captains says, hey, coach, come to find out this is all a lie. The kid just didn't want to go to school. So he told his mom that he had lice. She kept him home. He sent a Snapchat to a friend. The friend told fucking everybody in school that this kid has lice. And like five kids on my team got signed out so they could go get checked and possibly get their head shaved. Like about 70 people between students, administrators, coaches, nurses between two school districts got called in to mobilize testing sites and everything. And now because this kid didn't want to go to school. So
back in the day, people would just call in a bomb threat to get out of school. Now they just pretend they have lice. The world is getting soft, isn't it?
It would be better if it was a bomb threat because it wouldn't have affected me at all.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you look good though.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. I did have to alter the beard growth trajectory because it then needed to go from blending into, hair to bald. But shout out Oh Baby's Barbershop in Ogdensburg for the cut.
Hey-o.
Thanks, Cuzzy. I appreciate it.
Is that the name of the shop?
It's Oh Baby's Barbershop. Yep.
I never knew it had a name. Is it? Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Good that he shaved my head bald too one time.
Yeah,
great dude. Cool. So lice. That's a good thing.
Yep, no lice. I'm just unfortunately I shaved my the day I shaved my head was about 20 degrees outside. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like the wife wasn't a huge fan of that.
The wife
that
made
bald
me
head,
coming
at least. Maybe
the,
both.
The wife made me coming through the gate. Up on the back porch, through the screen porch, and then stand in the kitchen by the back door until the buzzers were charged enough for me to go back outside and shave my head.
Now you told her again that this was for her. Like this, you were trying to be kind, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and that didn't really matter.
It never does. It never does.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Daddy's bald for Christmas.
Yep. So here we are.
Hey, at least you're not getting eye treatments like you've been.
Yeah, at least so it gives I was backstage when he was talking about that, and I would just die. I just wouldn't go through the treatment. That would be what kills me. And I would sign all the paperwork, being like, hey, he's willingly dying. And it's like, yeah, I'm not. I could have gotten free LASIK surgery in college. And I'm like, no, I'm just not going to do that. Can't do it.
I want to say two things, if I may.
You're right.
Three things, actually. First of all, when you said you were going to put tea tree oil in your beard, I thought you were going to say you put on a plastic bag with the hoops over your ears and then your beard inside the bag.
On some real people, though, that's like I did some Google research, and there is a product that like is like a beard fumigator, and it goes like up over your beard with that bag, and then you put a cream on your mustache and you put like these wax plugs in your nose so the chemicals don't mess with you. And it is like, and guys, like I guess there's chemical straightening for beards. Like the long pin straight curtain beards that dudes get, like you can put a chemical relaxer on your beard. Yeah.
I know a lot about beards, but I would avoid all of that.
That sounds awful. All of it.
I tend to be anti cream in my mustache, but that's just me.
Don't knock it until you try it.
When I was in high school, I used to shave my head bald with a razor until I started getting a really bad razor burn. So at least it gives your wife something to, you know, hold on to and slap around while you're eating your just desserts.
Well, so my favorite thing to do now is to do it myself. I'll just walk around, like, especially at work when I'm bored, I'll be like.
You're flexible enough to eat your own dessert?
Fuck yeah.
What's up?
Also, you brought up LASIK. Sorry, go ahead, Euban.
No, I said hashtag Marilyn Manson.
There you go. You brought up LASIK. You guys, I'm with you there, aren't you, Zach, on being terrified of LASIK. There's horror stories out there, and it's not everybody who gets it, of course, because LASIK is a very successful thing. But there are horror stories of side effects. There was this, I think it was a weather woman, a TV weather anchor, who had LASIK, and it gave her like migraines for years, so bad that she took her own life.
I grew up in the Final Fantasy era, and I can't do it.
Not to have like a full eye conversation, but real quickly, my buddy actually had a pupil transplant because his eye was so bad. So somebody that was an organ donor, they took his eye, and he had to be awake for the whole thing, but obviously they gave him medicine that he was so happy he didn't care, and he just laid there, and he said it's freaky because all of a sudden they're like, you ready to go after all the numbing and, you know, prep stuff? And he's like, yeah, I don't care. He goes, I was so happy. They could have done anything to me. He goes, I honestly thought I was getting probed by aliens for a minute. Maybe I did. But all of a sudden it's like the lights go out and it's just a terrible smell. And then all of a sudden it slowly comes back like in the movies. And then eventually he could see again. And apparently his one eye, and he had to have it done in both eyes. The first eye that he did was actually so successful, so good, that there's actually like doctor reports or books that of him of being like the best patient, like just everything went picture perfect, like
good for him.
Studies and everything is done because of the one and the other one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Didn't it went well, but not that well. But it was either be more or less go blind or do this. And he said him describing it was unreal. Like,
oh
yeah. And he has a thing too. Like he had to wear contacts for a while and he would gross himself out, like putting contacts in, and he had to have his eye more or less.
So here's my thing. A couple years ago, I had to get an endoscopy, which is the northern version of a colonoscopy. And it's a tube down the throat, not the bum. And they gave me propofol. And that's the stuff that Michael Jackson hired a private doctor to administer him, like, all the time. Like, that was his sleep aid. And totally get it. Like, I totally understand why that's what killed the King of Pop. Because that shit is choice. So if they were like, hey man, go blind or have the surgery, but we'll get you high as balls, I'd be like, you know what, you could probably convince me.
It's funny you said Michael Jackson, because I don't know if it was just released, but I was listening to something about the conspiracy of his death, and there was actually a recording of him talking to, like, his agent or his whoever kind of helps with his management stuff, more or less saying, like, a couple of days before he died. This isn't a joke. I wish I was as funny to have a joke. But how he was saying that somebody was going after him, like they were actually trying to kill him, but they didn't know if he was just so twisted. He thought that in his mind and he had all this stuff. But there's some, and I don't know why we keep going back to conspiracy theories or whatever. But there's some kind of...
It's my thing.
No, and we went on it a couple of weeks ago with Brandon too, but apparently there's a lot of people that were definitely going after us in the comments, which that's exactly what we wanted to do about the whole Shazam movie, how it did exist and the whole fight, which was hilarious. Go read the comments. I had a good time with that. Jackson. No,
Sinbad.
Yeah, Kazam.
Yeah, no, that was the one. Yeah.
Kazam was the one, but the one with Sinbad never was a thing.
I always knew it was Shaq. I never thought of Sinbad.
So that's the thing, is people remember it that way, but it's not. Yeah. It never happened.
Yes, it did.
Where's that going? He says it did.
Michael Jackson.
But apparently Michael Jackson and a couple other celebrities all worked on a project, whether it was a movie or some kind of thing, and all of these celebrities died because there's some group behind that was looking to kill them all because of this project. And they went down this rabbit hole, and I don't remember all the other celebrities. There were some big names in it, and I didn't know if it was something that you guys had heard.
That group probably also includes Prince and what's his name? Fucking all I think is Bruce Springsteen, but it's not, obviously Bruce is still alive. And I'm free.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, yeah. Prince and Tom Petty also died under really suspicious circumstances that I'm sure played into this cabal of celebrity death.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I mean, I think the internet is so good that you can actually piece together just about anything now with a weird thing. But a lot of weird thing. And apparently there was a group that Illuminati and all these that use symbol like 666. And there's other groups that have three letters together that aren't really that are a club that are kind of dark and twisted. Apparently all of these people were potentially going after Michael Jackson for a while as well.
I hope so. I don't know. That'd be awesome.
I know this, and I wish I could remember the podcast. But either way, if I think of the podcast, I'll tag it in the description. It was pretty, and I didn't get through it all because it turned out I didn't really give a shit. But,
if heroin was conspiracy theories, I'd be a junkie. Like,
the good and bad thing about conspiracy theories is that, respectfully, like religion, it can't be proven. You have to believe it. So a good conspiracy can never be proven or disproven fully for everybody to believe it. That's why it's a conspiracy theory. It's like the whole JFK thing. I don't care what you believe. We're not going to get into the weeds of it. But, you know, one of the things that was said by, I think it was Arlen Specter and the Warren Commission, was that what people believe about the JFK assassination says more about them than it does about actually what happened. Yeah. And so, that's the same with all conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
but they are interesting as hell, and you can go down some rabbit holes. It's fun,
man. I'm so addicted to them. It's crazy.
I still believe that Eric Clapton is a killer. And I also believe that Garth Brooks is also a serial killer. You know, Tom Segura and his wife, Christina, they've got me on that theory as well.
Send me some links because I've never heard that one.
Oh, we'll link
which one?
The Tom Petty and the not Tom Petty, the Garth Brooks and who's the other one?
Eric Clapton. He was the last one.
Eric Clapton and Garth Brooks being serial killers. I need to know more about that. And I'll trade you that Brittany Murphy's mother killed her and her husband.
So you know the worst joke I will ever say publicly about Eric Clapton. What's the difference between a bag of the white stuff and his 2-year-old son?
Oh no!
Ooh. I was hoping it was going to be something about his kid dying.
He would never let a bag of the white stuff fall out of a window.
There it is. I love how the joke still hits hard, even though it was churched out and put out a child version.
It is awful. It is awful.
It hit hard too.
It probably hit hard. Speaking of hit hard, Zach, you did mention backstage that you wanted to be a part of the Mugshotties, so we'll
absolutely
do our Smasher Pass.
I'd like to be part of Mugshotties, real quick. And I really need some advice too.
So okay, we'll do the. You want the advice first, or you want the Mugshotties first, and then we'll tell you goodbye. And Lloyd is patiently waiting, and I can't wait to chat with Lloyd the Great next. So Lloyd, if you're watching, we didn't forget about you.
We'll separate poop talk with a segment so that the next guest isn't polluted by our poop talk.
That's okay, and then maybe next week or the week after you can come in and do the poop advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week again we watched episode 219. We started introducing this segment. So I want you guys, what we do in this is we show the picture, and then we just kind of free flow, but we all guess real quick what this person did and why they're in jail. And it turns out pretty cool. So let's do the thing. It does have the answer key in the top right. So hopefully you guys can't see it. I try not to look at it so we can guess.
It's pretty.
This is number one.
Infinitely distracted by my own bald head on camera. So I doubt I'll have it.
All right. So we'll go Euban, Brandon, and Zach. Go ahead.
I'm going to say she slashed someone's tires.
Okay.
Man, I'm telling you, it looks like she's got a tinge of violence in there. I see it. She's smiling. Nobody smiles in a. I'm gonna say, accessory to murder.
Ooh, damn. Okay. And Zach,
Grand Theft Auto.
Ooh, okay. All okay, really good questions. Or
also
yes,
smash.
Go ahead, Reuben.
Yeah,
yeah. Smash or pass.
Smash.
Pass. Pass.
She looks dangerous. Wow. Smash.
I feel like I've done worse. Smash. Okay, maybe she did some smashing and landed her in jail, but she is in jail for possession of marijuana.
Oh, come on.
That's still having a token
and we poking.
Yeah.
I saw the eye tattoo and I thought, is that a tattoo? No, oh, no, that's something on my computer.
No,
oh,
it looks
I thought
like
that
a...
was on my screen too. I thought that was like ketchup or something.
That's something.
I was like, I'm fat as fuck.
I can't tell if it's a tattoo or a birthmark.
Probably a roach burn.
It looks. It looked at first a heart, but then it looked potentially like a sack and a shaft. I'm gonna say a heart.
Oh, it is
to
a
be
heart.
Like. That's what I'm thinking. A heart. It looks weird, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'm the only one on mobile. Like, you can see my stupid ass trying to look at it closer.
It's like you got a heart
on
your
cheek. Comments
do you
are
want
always
a mushroom on the other one?
Oh, see, that would be, and then it would be like love that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Love.
It's a meat lovers.
Ayo. Let's see. Not a lot of great comments in this one up there. The top one that I liked was from pretty much the best thing ever. Great Instagram handle. Putting people in a cage because of a plant is crazy.
Yeah, that's the smile of a chick that knows that like legislation is in their state right now. That's just going to spring her loose in a week anyway. So,
Oh, I see.
I don't know the state
too.
I saw that. Yeah, I was just going to say that. All right, so that was that one. Let's move on to the next one.
Side note: you lucky bastards live in states that are legal.
It is true. It is very true. All right, next one up, this person here.
Domestic violence.
Okay.
I'm going to say she stole something.
Okay. Zach?
Assault on an officer.
Oh.
That's very specific.
Okay. Possession of marijuana and possession of drugs, possibly synthetic cannabinoid. And then it says in parentheses, WWE star, superstar, Liv Morgan.
Okay, smash.
No. Pass. So I would never. I haven't watched wrestling in 20 years, so.
First of all, is that just like, definitely wait, her, so you're saying that she without the makeup. Weed?
Yeah, smash. I mean.
She was arrested in Florida.
Yeah, that makes sense. She had spikes on her. Who the fuck does that outside of Ocala?
All right. Jimothy also liked this one.
Roll Tide in Florida is, I think, has been the most consistent thing in this podcast ever.
Mm-hmm. Did you see my comment about the Alabama meme that I've been seeing lately?
No.
I don't think I even saw it. I saw a meme.
It's this recurring meme that says that Alabama fans say Roll Tide because they can't spell elephant.
It's true. One of my favorite comments in here is Florida let people be crazy as fuck, but they draw the line at weed.
Yeah. You can eat a refrigerator and then skull fuck an alligator, but God forbid you smoke a joint.
Mm-hmm. Although we have learned through the show that in Florida, you cannot have intercourse with an alligator. That is against state law.
Oh, okay.
So that is a thing. All right, let's do one more, and then we're going to get Lloyd the Great in here.
Smash.
Pass.
Those eyelashes.
Yeah, it's the eyelashes to me.
Than she does.
I'm passing.
Oh,
Euban, any good? You can tell us smash or pass, Euban, and then tell us what you think.
Okay, I think it's. I'm going to say pass on this one. And man, DUI.
Shoplifting.
Menacing.
Zach, what do you think? Oh. Okay, this is a good one. Grand theft. Fraudulent use of ID information and making a false statement to the jurisdiction of the Department of State, scammed a bank out of $75,000 by opening a fake car sales business and stealing someone's identity to get a car loan to fake her car sales business.
That was my next guess.
Yeah. And could she have, I mean, she's scamming people for that much money and she couldn't get a better last job? What the fuck is that? I mean, look, you can't even see her other eye. Her right eye. Is terrible. It's droopy. Some bad boys
does
are
it have a name?
It does not. They don't put the names. And the best part was last week when we did this, the person actually commented from the post and said, "Why are you guys so mean?" They really break this down. But yeah, my favorite comment in this one is a shoddy and an entrepreneur. And then the next one is the real crime here is them lashes.
Seriously, god damn. Mm-hmm.
So being rough. Clever is a crime. This world stinks.
She's got like a triangle at the end of her hair too, at the bottom right hand side. I can't see what's going on. It looks almost like a coat hanger. See that? Like it's weird. This,
or here.
No. Yeah, that. What is that? Just
static. Somebody has a balloon really close to her head.
It's true. I mean, this is the moment that she's like, huh. Guess I'm turning to the other side.
Symmetrical.
Gonna find me a new girl in prison. All right.
Before I leave, did you see what the youths are calling those ridiculous lashes now?
No, but I'm intrigued.
I put it in the backstage comment. I wasn't gonna say it on air.
Oh, my shit's not automated. There we go.
For anybody that doesn't know, he just not going to say it because he definitely is a coach with the youth. But apparently these youth, allegedly, are calling the eyelashes like that cum catchers. Cum catchers. Well done, youth. You might have done one thing right in your short lives. But
spiderweb.
Zach, good seeing you, brother. Even with the bald head, and I will definitely see you tomorrow. Friendly reminder, it's the luncheon tomorrow, so bring something good for everybody at work to eat.
And hey, everybody, any spoilers? Tune in Monday's Your Town Podcast. Check out the backlog.
Give a shout out. This is going to be live Thursday, so check it out. And Zach is back to writing. So the next couple of things, I'm going to have to try to pronounce some words that I can't say, and I'm super excited about it and appreciative and glad that the new addition to your family is, you know, you guys are figuring out the new-ish routine. So you're allowed to take a little bit of time, sit here, and join us. It's pretty awesome. And, yeah, well, and they won't see you, but this airs. Lice.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey,
thank you.
Yeah, on the no lice. Yes, yes. Congrats.
Oh, so I meant the child.
I mean, obviously that too. Yeah,
I'm going to get a flag done up for the front of our house. It's just going to say "sucking tits and ripping shits."
Yeah, and I have kids too.
Well, I got
all right, brother. Well,
have a good weekend. Love yous.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Look at that bald head.
He's like my grandma trying to hang up a FaceTime. There we go.
Yeah. Oh. That was good. That was good. All right, Lloyd, been patiently waiting. Hopefully this works. I'm super excited for this one as well. And our last caller of the day, please work. Is it going to work? I hope it works. I pressed the check mark. We'll give it a minute. Enhance.
Is it again? Can you guys hear me?
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
He is in South Africa, so his wife.
I hear it. I think I hear Lloyd.
There you go. There you go. Can you guys hear me?
We heard you.
The audio might be absolutely atrocious.
Damn, you're okay. Loud.
Let me try that.
It's okay. I was going to say, maybe, yeah, I did a quick little adjustment on my end. Maybe it's good. But
okay, let's check.
Yeah, it's good. We'll edit it in the background a little bit too. I think thankfully Riverside, they do a cool thing. Hopefully the app wasn't too much of a pain in the butt, or it appears people you're on the desktop. I think it's much easier going from that than it is there. But appreciate your patience and what's going on, man? You've been waiting a long time to get on here, so I'm going to let you do some talking. And if you have advice, you want to tell us a crazy story, I'm sure you got some stuff that is very unique to you because you're from a different country, and we don't know anything. Well, I don't know anything about anything geography.
Me neither.
Well, first of all, just to calm the nerves a bit, it seems, I don't know, what time is it for you guys there in the U.S.?
10:30 a.m.
Same.
11.
Okay, so it's still morning. So it is appropriate for me to be enjoying a beer because it's almost 7. And it's also Sunday, yeah, but it's Sunday evening.
I mean, I feel like it's appropriate anywhere in the world to have a beer for breakfast on a Sunday or if you don't have to work. So what kind of beer are you drinking?
This is a black label. It's actually a Canadian beer, but it's very well known in South Africa.
Ooh, what is it? Because I'm on the Canadian border.
It's called Black Label. Black Label Lager or something.
Ooh, oh, I was thinking it was an interesting, because I've heard of Black Label whiskey. Like Johnny Walker, I think, is the whiskey. But no, okay, all right. I feel like, let me see here. Oh, yeah. I've seen Black Label. It actually has a label that is black with the white around it.
Yep.
If you give me a minute.
I've seen it. I haven't had one of those because when I go to Canada, I absolutely love their Molson. And up in Canada, and I don't know the regulations, because you're from what, South Africa, I think Brandon said?
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha. The regulations in between Canada and the U.S. for beer is much different. Like most of the ones we have to have is like 3.4 ABV, where Canada is like, we're like 5 or 6. So yeah, you got the good ones. That's Black Label beer. I have seen that. Carling Black Label. And it's funny, when you actually Google Black Label, it brings up, is Carling Black Label a South African beer? Did you know that it was actually introduced in South Africa in 1960?
Oh. Okay, well, there we have it. Touching on the topic of the eye stuff that was spoken about a bit earlier, uh-huh. I actually am like 0.001% American.
Ooh, really?
Indeed.
Did you take a DNA test or?
No, I had a corneal transplant.
Oh, from an American.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So how painful was that? Tell us your experience about it, because my buddy had one, so I could only, you know, hear from his point of view, which was actually no point of view, I guess, if you think about it, because the view was gone.
Well, I was actually completely under. So I didn't see anything funny or weird. I just went to sleep and then woke up with like a massive eye patch and a lot of pain. But that was 10 years ago already. This year, 10 years ago, I received the cornea transplant.
Wow. Did you only have one, or did you have two?
I only had to do one. The thing is, with the cornea, I've got a genetic disorder with my corneas, where they bulge out instead of being perfectly in shape. So my eye isn't very weak in terms of sight, but because of that, all of the light that goes into the eye is like all warped and messed up and stuff. So for that, I had to get it. And it kind of got, I don't know, what's the word? Like on the tip, it started disintegrating, basically.
Gotcha. Dang.
So I had to get the cornea transplant. It was also typically a case of either you get this or you go blind.
It doesn't hold up. He might have it again.
So... There's my story, and that is probably, besides for ligaments that I've torn, that was my most painful experience I've ever experienced.
Wow, that's wild.
Really, so, really not looking forward to this doctor's appointment.
I want to bring something up, if I may, and change the topic a little bit. So we were talking about bears, and Matt and. Well, I don't know about Euban, but are you guys outdoorsy at all, Matt and Euban?
Not me. I know Matt likes to go.
Do you like going camping? Camping.
Yeah.
My good buddy Lloyd here went camping last week, and we had a voice chat and a voice message back and forth. When you go camping in South Africa, he had to set his tent up on top of his car so as to not be attacked by lions.
Mm-hmm.
Share that one,
please.
Okay, so that was mainly a joke. However, we do, in some cases, I've got my car rigged for overlanding. So I've got a rooftop tent. It's literally what it says. That is for when you do go camping and there is wildlife in the area. It is more difficult for them to get to you. And then the tent is much better insulated against the outside environments, and it doesn't rip as easily as the normal, as you know, like your silly Walmart tents that you buy that you just pitch on the ground. So, yeah, it's about, I don't know what, if you guys know what a meter is, right? The metric system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scary.
My tent is approximately 2 meters off the ground. That's something like 6 or 8 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to put urine around like Blur did to scare the bears away? Did you have to like pee in a cup and or a can? And does that repel lions? How the hell do you keep lions away from you? Is that a thing?
Well, a very well-known bush tactic is if you just make a campfire, campfires, the smoke and the fire kind of keeps animals away, usually.
Interesting.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Makes
did
sense.
You do that?
I also want to make a side note. Lloyd here, we call him Landy because he drives Landovers, and we don't call him Lloyd. We've never called him Lloyd. His name is Landy. He dresses, if he were to stand up and show you right now, he would look exactly like Steve Irwin. Down to the shorts and the top and everything. Steve Irwin, yeah.
Stop. Prove it.
Prove it.
Let's see it.
God, I've got my flip-flops on. Let me just turn the computer around. Let's see if we can get this in frame. All the way.
That's...
Shit. Doesn't work.
Oh, let me try this.
Oh,
Yes.
This man is always, he is always in the bush. He is always out in the wilderness doing something, man. And
I can tell by those calves. Holy shit. He's got bigger calves than an NFL star.
God, I mean, to bring, just going back to topic about the urine and keeping wildlife away, usually when I go camping, I just get smashed most of the time and then just like just piss around the campsite in any case. So,
yeah, that's definitely going to happen. What's your go-to? Do you bring in the liquor, more beer? Because I found that like if I'm backpacking or hiking or something, it's definitely some kind of flask because it turns out it gets heavy when you're carrying 12 to 18 beers in a book bag.
Well, I like to drive everywhere, so anything that I do need, it's in my car. So my last weekend that I went camping, I took 4 cases of 40-ounce beers.
Wow.
With me.
4 cases of 40-ounce? How many ounce beers?
40-ounce.
Wow.
How many of them?
And there's 12 beers in the case. I took 4 cases.
So 48 40-ounce beers.
Yes. Oh, and then there was a bottle of rum and a bottle of brandy as well.
And a partridge
for
and a
just
pear
you.
Tree.
Was this just for you?
For a buddy.
Okay.
Just for me and for a buddy.
So one thing that I've learned, I know a little bit about South Africa and a little bit about Landy and the culture and stuff, so I kind of want to share with you guys. I want him to share with you guys. Tell us, we in America, we have what we call barbecues. We get together, we play music, we eat food. You have something called a braai. Tell us about what a braai is.
Okay, so braai is quite very specific, although very much the same as what you'd call a barbecue. When we braai, it's corn on the cob, for example, that's must be there. Any sort of chop or a steak, or we get what we call skulpikies. It's lamb liver stuffed into a lamb casing, and then you put that on the fire. So you make everything on the fire, and then you've also got a side dish called pap. Now, I've got a bag over here. It's basically just white stuff. It's white corn ground down to a maize meal. Then we make that with like a tomato and an onion relish. And then one special thing as well that we get is boerewors. It's basically a sausage with, I don't know all the ingredients, but there's meat in there, definitely. And then some pig fat and other things, and then some spices and good things and whatever. That is a very unique thing to South Africa. And then especially a mustard a braai is also a braai breki, which is a sandwich that you put on the grill with tomato, onion, some cheese, and maybe a little bit of chutney, something sweet. And then you put that on the fire. And then it's this amazing, amazing feast of meat and, like, goodness. It's just amazing.
It looks amazing. I have been drooling over here in the Google image searches. Over here, it looks.
I saw that.
Another food I want to point out is, and Landy will smile when I say this, they have something, it's not as bad as it sounds. It's called monkey gland sauce. Tell us about it.
I've got a bottle of it. Just give me a second. Give me a second.
So it's called monkey gland sauce. It has nothing to do with monkeys.
Oh. Well,
but it's like their ketchup.
Monkey.
It's called monkey.
When he first told me about this, of course, Landy's a very funny guy. He made me think that it was like monkey sauce.
All right. So this is a store-bought one, obviously, but there you go.
That's the first one that pops up on Google.
Yes. I can read the description for you. It's a really good sauce. It's nice and sweet and like delicious.
Yeah, do it.
It's actually quite an interesting description. It reads, when it comes to burgers and ribs, our monkey gland sauce is the clear choice. It's bouncy, robust flavor, bound to make you go bananas, but that's okay because we know how good it is.
So for the way you kind of explained it, it's not quite like a barbecue sauce, but it's kind of like a barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a barbecue sauce with mixed with a relish that's like tomato bits inside and maybe some onion. And then you get different versions. You get like one that's got a bit more heat in it. So maybe some jalapenos or some chilies or something mixed in there as well. But it's a nice sweet sauce, a good all-around sauce for actually anything.
So I know we're kind of running out of time here, Matt, but I do want to say we should have Landy on again because I could talk. He could tell you all day about the difference between we're not going to get into it here, but like they have Burger King there, and the difference between the foods that they get at Burger King versus what we get, or McDonald's and KFC and stuff. They have all of those there in South Africa, and it'll blow your mind.
No, I was just going to say I love this so much, and yeah, anytime you're available, either let us know, let Brandon know, and we'll have definitely maybe a new segment. Either, you know, weekly, bi-weekly, something like that. I'd love to have you back on. This is cool. And it's so intriguing. I have so many questions. And like I said, I looked at the clock and I'm like, oh, okay, well, we're approaching our time, but yeah, I have so many follow-up questions. And like I said, this is good. This is good. I thank you for taking some time out of your day and having us be the reason you cracked your probably 17th beer of the day by the sounds of it.
No, this was actually my first. This was my first and my only beer. I'm going to crack another one now while I enjoy the rest of the show.
Hell yeah. I know I'm here. And I'm going to probably start cracking some beers here in a little bit as well because we have over here, which we have, like I said, I have so much follow-up questions for this. What we're going to do is we're going to try to find somebody from a country every week. So we have South Africa covered, and this is awesome, man. So like I said, we'll get you back on. Let us know. Either, you know, shoot Brandon a message. Obviously, you guys chat a lot, and let me know, you know, your availability. This is the same time that we do it each week. So if you're around, awesome. If not, we definitely understand. But we'll get you back on.
Perfect. Perfect. All just right. Excuse the audio and the video quality. My computer is not the best for stuff like this.
It's no, perfect. We're and as we bring you on. Yeah, no, it's good. We'll definitely edit this, and as we get you on here, then we'll next thing you know, who knows, maybe you'll get a care package. That'll be a new mic, and we'll see what happens here. It is the season for giving, so no, we can't thank you enough. And like I said, we'll either talk to you next week or a week coming up. This is awesome, man.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Cheerio. Right, have a good rest of your day. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man, that monkey gland sauce, looking at the ingredients, it wouldn't be hard to make, but damn, does it look delicious. That was awesome.
Landy's a good dude.
Good guy. Oh, awesome. Awesome, dude. Like I said, I was thinking in my brain, I was like, all right, we got to find a way to get him on here more because not only can we generate questions that I know me and Euban, and obviously you have a bunch of questions that have instantly popped in my head and I was taking notes. I feel like there's going to be some viewers that are going to have some questions as well. And so awesome. So awesome. Not like if we would have played a game on the voice and describe him based off guesses, I would not have described him like Steve Irwin. You know what I mean? Like when I first heard the voice and I was like, oh. But now it makes sense.
I'm telling you, man, he's an outdoorsy guy. He's always out there. Like we have a group chat on Facebook and he'll send pictures of like him, like literally out in the bush and like, hey, look, here's some lions. 50 yards that way, or, you know, meters, of course.
Meters, yeah, 50 meters. But
yeah, he's always driving. And South Africa is a pretty, it's not the biggest country in the world, but it's land-wise not small. And they've got big, real quick, they've got big cities, Pretoria and Johannesburg and Cape Town. But they've got other, like, those are on the coast, but they've got other towns and stuff that are not as big, but in the middle, and he drives all around.
My favorite thing is they have a Canadian beer in South Africa. I love that. And,
that is awesome.
They have a cereal that's bubblegum flavored.
Sounds terrible.
It doesn't sound good. I know. There's just so much fun stuff to talk about. It's fun.
I know. I love it. From the food to sports to holidays to a new segment was born. But either way, I love the fact that we had Blur, we had Zach, we had Land. Is that what he goes by?
Landy.
Landy. We had Landy, and it's just going to keep evolving. And this is amazing, man. It really is. It's the call-in segment is everything. I hope it to be and more. So again, if you're interested, join the crew. If not, you just continue to watch this at a like I said, at the higher res. Can't thank you enough. This is I guess this is the Thursday before Christmas. At the time that this comes out. So I guess have a great Christmas, everybody. Yeah, this comes out on the 21st. 25th is Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody that celebrates it. And we're going to come back and and then wish you a happy new year and all that stuff as well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yeah. So, yeah, have a good Christmas, good holiday if you want. If not, well, that's on you. But either way, can't thank you guys enough. Euban, Brandon, obviously I'll wish you guys Merry Christmas before that, so you're not getting one right now. But can't thank you guys enough, not only for bringing in some callers, but just taking some time out of your day, whether you have food poisoning or not. So hopefully you guys get healthier, and we'll do this again soon. Got anything else?
That's it.
Keep your sticks on the ice, everybody, and go drink some Canadian beer in South Africa. Okay, later.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. Euban, Brandon, and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. Euban, the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard Loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. Euban, the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather round, will listeners keen, to the Beard Loss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.